Air. Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifts it in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. The Clippers are 11-4 on the season. Yesterday, they had a comeback victory against the Indianapolis Indians. It doesn't seem to matter who scores first this year. The Clippers usually wind up on top. They were down 2-0 through five innings yesterday, and then came the sixth when the Clippers just exploded offensively. There were big days for several of the Clippers hitters, none bigger than Jose Fermin, who had a four-hit day. Fermin scored three runs for Columbus. Also drove in four runs. He gave the Clippers the lead in that sixth inning with a two-run single. He would come around to score. That was a seven-run inning for the Clippers, their biggest run-scoring inning of the season, and they did it on only four hits. Fermin had that two-run single. Oscar Gonzalez had only one hit in the ballgame, but it was a big one in timely fashion in that sixth inning. He had struck out earlier. He came up as the 10th batter in the frame with the bases loaded and banged one off the left field wall for a three-run triple. Gonzalez would finish 1-for-5 on the game. Richie Palacios also had a couple of hits in the contest. Alex Call had two hits, including a triple. So the Clippers' offense really was clicking on all cylinders. All nine reached base. Seven of the nine wound up scoring runs for the Clippers in the 12-5 victory against the Indianapolis Indians. So again, the Clippers, with the top record in the International League at 11-5, have had a lot of good things going on today. Yesterday's starter for Columbus made his AAA debut, Jaime Arias. Over a three-batter stretch in the first inning, he struck out the first man, then gave up a single, walked a man, and gave up a two-run double, and was wobbly a little bit. The Clippers actually had the bullpen scrambled in that first inning, but after the double by Rodolfo Castro, he settled in and went three strong innings. The bullpen was great for Columbus yesterday. Just about time for action here in the Circle City. Sit back and relax. The starting lineups and first pitch are coming up. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
Someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
It's a beautiful day here in the Circle City of Indianapolis, Indiana. Let's get you the starting lineups brought to you as always by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV. All home and away games are streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout. You'll save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details. The Clippers bat first as the visitors. It'll be Richie Palacios at the top of the order, followed by Gabriel Arias. It'll be Will Benson batting third, playing center field. The cleanup man is right fielder Oscar Gonzalez. Alex Calls, the DH, batting fifth. Mitch Tolman, the second baseman, hits sixth. Gavin Collins, seventh, behind home plate. Ike Freeman is at first base today, batting eighth. And Jose Fermin will be at third base, and he will be the nine hitter. For Indianapolis, O'Neill Cruz is at short, leading things off. Travis Swaggerty, the designated hitter, bats second, followed by the third baseman, Rodolfo Castro. Mason Martin in there tonight at first base, cleaning up. Cal Mitchell in right field will be the five hitter. Kaden Smith and Jigba bat sixth. He's in left. And the bottom third of the order for Indianapolis Jared Oliva in center field, Michael Perez the catcher, and Jihwan Bey at second base. Thomas Ponticelli will be the starter for the Clippers today, and Max Kranick, right-hander, gets the ball for Indianapolis. On a rehab assignment, Kranick had his assignment shifted up from Bradenton. We've seen that a few times in this series already. Sam Howard, the opening day starter, was promoted from Bradenton on a rehab assignment, as was Anthony Alford, and they both had their rehab assignments ended. They're back with Pittsburgh today, and Kranick will get the start for the top Pirates farm club. Defense for Indianapolis as they head out there onto the field. Kanan Smith and Jigba in left, Jared Oliva in center, Cal Mitchell in right, Rodolfo Castro at third base, O'Neill Cruz at shortstop, his double play partner, Jihwan Bey, and then Mason Martin at first, Michael Perez the catcher, and I just mentioned Max Kranick out on the hill. Defense presented by the Ohio Lottery. Winning happens every day. Visit OhioLottery.com. Kranick made his first two AAA starts ever against the Columbus Clippers. And facing them again today, here is the wind in the first pitch. Richie Palacios swings late on a fastball at 97 miles per hour. And we are underway at 7:06. I believe that's the hardest pitch thrown in this series, or at least tied for it. Next offering, another fastball, hit high in the air, foul down the left field line, and that will reach the seats for strike two against the Clippers leadoff man, Richie Palacios. Glad to have you along for Clippers baseball. Ryan Mitchell here with you. Bringing you Clippers baseball all season long. 150 games on the docket, and the Clippers are off to a good start. 11-4, best record in the International League after a big win yesterday in come-from-behind fashion. Here's the wind and the 0-2 pitch. Chased a high fastball up in his eyes. Palacios down on strikes. That one comes in at 99 miles per hour. That's how Kranick's day begins. Pitched against the Clippers on June 1st and on June 6th, 2021. His first two AAA starts. Went nine innings, nine and a third combined, with five earned runs scored against him. First pitch to Gabriel Arias, swung on and fouled away, 0-1. Arias back in the Clippers lineup for the first time since making his major league debut in the Cleveland Guardians doubleheader the other day. He was 0-for-4 in the first game, got his first major league hit in the nightcap. 0-1 pitch to him. Swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. Steady diet of hard stuff here from Max Kranick. 98 on the radar gun. Pepsi pitch speed of the game track, the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun. When you are at Huntington Park, the Clippers return home next Tuesday. Take on Louisville. 0-2 pitch. Went with a slider that time and missed the outside corner. Arias laid off. That is a tough pitch to take. Nothing but heat, heat, and more heat. And that one comes plateward starting over the outer half. Arias recognized it early and did a great job to lay off. Now the set in the 1-2 pitch. High fastball, and once more it's fouled back. Now, because Kranick is on a major league rehab assignment, there is no pitch clock. Major league rehabbers, position players, and pitchers, whenever one is involved in an at-bat, there's no pitch clock. The right-hander goes into the motion, and again the 1-2, and another one fouled back, 99 on the gun. So the battle continues here. Arias hitting 278 on the season for the Clippers, one homer, four doubles. OPS over 800. Infield straight up, outfield straight away. Next pitch fouled down the right field line. Boy, Arias got a lot of it. But put it into the seats in foul territory. Still one ball and two strikes. Gorgeous day in Indianapolis. 77 degrees at game time. Some clouds rolling in, but not much in the way of a rain threat anywhere. Next pitch, another one fouled back. That was a breaking ball at the top of the zone, and Arias got a piece. Wind coming out of the southeast at 12 miles per hour, blowing a bit out toward left field, mostly across the field from right to left. Game time conditions presented by Aldi. Ballpark snacks for low prices. Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove Peanuts to Clancy's Pretzels, Aldi has them all. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike three. Kranick finally wins the battle against Gabriel Arias. Aldi's a proud sponsor of the Columbus Clippers. Find a store near you at aldi.us. Back-to-back strikeouts for Kranick to start this ballgame. Arias made him work. And now Will Benson. Benson had his first extra base hit of the season yesterday, capping off the Clippers scoring. Swings here for the fences, comes up empty, strike one. Boy, that was a home run swing. The kick, the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed at 98-02. Well, Kranick has come out throwing gas and throwing strikes. Got him at 12 pitches, 11 for strikes. Next offering. Just missed the inside corner. Came with a slider. 1-2 the count against Benson. Clippers in the road gray uniforms today. Navy numbers, letters, and caps. The wind, the 1-2. Fastball, broken bat. Ground ball out to second. Bay has it, throws on to first, and the Clippers go in order. And after a half, it's Columbus nothing. Indianapolis coming up.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Indianapolis comes to the plate. Scoreless game in the bottom of the first inning. O'Neill Cruz to lead things off, had the day off yesterday. A few of the regulars got their off day yesterday for Indianapolis. They didn't score much. They would put three runs on the board late. But for the most part, the Clippers pitching staff was fantastic. Cruz swings it to hard, sinking line drive. It'll be taken on a short hop by Oscar Gonzalez. And it'll be a first pitch swinging single for O'Neill Cruz. Cruz has not had a great series. He's batting just 195 on the year, but he hit that ball hard. And he's aboard against Travis Swaggerty. Thomas Ponticelli out on the hill for the Clippers to start things off, the 25-year-old out of West Hills, California. Runner goes. The pitch is to the backstop. It's a steal for Cruz. He rounds second, but will hold there. Well, Indianapolis likes to run. Three different occasions this year, they have stolen four bases in a ball game. They lead the International League in steals. They now have 23 as a team. ball got away from Ponticelli a little bit. Next pitch out of the zone, two balls and no strikes. And scoring position, nobody out in the first inning. The pitch is well high. Three balls and no strikes. Ponticelli having some trouble with the zone here. He has no wins and no losses on the season. This is his fifth appearance, all out of the bullpen. It comes as 3-0. And it's on the inside corner for a called strike. Six innings, no runs, three hits. Ponticelli has walked five. He has struck out six. And the wild pitch was his third. He goes to work and bounces one in for ball four. So two aboard and nobody out. Indianapolis has something cooking here in the first inning. First innings have been pretty good for Indianapolis in this series. They scored two in the first yesterday. Jaime Arias made his AAA debut and got himself in a spot of trouble. Gave up a single, gave up a walk, gave up a double to three consecutive batters. Two runs scored, but outside of that, boy, Arias was great for the Clippers yesterday. He only went three innings, but that was the only damage done to him. First pitch to Castro out of the zone. One ball, no strikes. The next pitch is in at the knees to even the count. Rodolfo Castro hitting 308 on the season. He's had a nice series. He's got a home run, a triple, three doubles on the year, seven runs batted in. Checks all the boxes. Switch hitter. He's got some pop. Swings here, and it's a high, deep fly ball to center field. Back on it is Benson. He's got room. He will make the catch shy of the warning track. The runners tag. Here they go. 90 feet for each, and the throw comes into second. Not quite in time. Now they throw behind O'Neill at third base, and he gets back. So the deep fly out here at Victory Field. If you put it to the warning track, all base runners with any kind of speed can tag. And Castro hit it a ton, but this ballpark is where fly balls go to die. Now Mason Martin to the plate, left-handed batter, who has gotten off to an incredible start this year. First pitch breaking ball in for a called strike. Martin is all over the International League leaderboard, fourth in slugging, first in extra base hits. He's got 11 extra base hits on the year. Swings, it's a high fly ball to left. Deep enough to score the run. Is it deep enough to do more? Palacios keeps drifting, makes the catch at the wall for out number two. Cruz tags and scores standing from third. The trail runner holds at second base. So it's 1-0 Indianapolis with two down here in the first inning. Well, if you're Martin, that's exactly what you're supposed to do. Get a pitch you can drive and elevate with that runner at third. Fewer than two outs. Indy cashes in a run. Two down for Cal Mitchell. He's another one who's having a tremendous start to the season. 372 batting average and three homers. Leads the team with a dozen runs batted in. Swings at the first pitch and fouls it down the left field line out of play. So today is yet another bullpen game for the Columbus Clippers. The series has been mostly a bullpen game for Columbus because of the call-ups to Cleveland, necessitated by four of their players going on the COVID injured list. So the Clippers' starting rotation has been essentially nullified. The good news is, on that front, is Columbus has vacillated between 17 and 19 pitchers on the roster at any given time. Here's another deep fly ball to center field. Benson tracking it toward the gap, shy of the 418 sign, makes the catch as he crosses onto the warning track. That's a great running catch in a cavernous outfield by a very good outfielder in Will Benson. Some deep fly balls off of the pitches from Thomas Ponticelli. One run scores. Only one hit in the inning. A walk and three deep flyouts later. It's 1-0 Indy as we go to the second inning.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you, even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Clippers down 1-0. Trailing has not been a problem for Columbus this year. They have had several come from behind victories. The way Max Kranick was dealing, though, in the first inning does give you pause. When the opponent scores first, the Clippers are 6-2 this year. That'll play. Kranick throws a breaking ball. Up high to Oscar Gonzalez for ball one. Good news for Columbus. Indy's got the bullpen going. So Kranick is not going to be long for this one. Oh, here's a deep fly ball to right field. Does it stay fair? That's the only question here. Oscar Gonzalez just put one out of here. Way gone. Fourth home run of the year for the big man. The fastball has been up to 99 miles per hour, but still, they don't throw Gonzalez the heater. He got the breaking ball, he sat on it, he waited for it, it hung, and he demolished it past the lawn seats to the back of the concourse here at Victory Field, and we are tied one apiece. Mercy. That'll bring up Alex Call now. Designated hitter for the Clippers tonight. First pitch to him is the heater for a strike on the outside corner. And when Oscar Gonzalez connects with a baseball, it is art. Pop up off the bat of Call down the left field line. Into foul territory goes Rodolfo Castro, high stepping over to the coach's box. And with a little flare, grabs the baseball out of the sky for out number one. One down for Mitch Tolman. First pitch fastball off the inside corner at 97. Kranick winds, deals, and misses downstairs. Cody Bolton is the right-hander getting loose for Indianapolis. Next pitch, hit in the air to left center field, and it's going to stay true as an arrow. Jared Alva is able to get underneath off the left-handed bat of Mitch Tolman. A ball to left center field would typically slice away and make it a difficult play on Oliva, but it didn't. It stayed arrow straight. And so Oliva had no trouble getting underneath to make the catch. Indianapolis going with the home white pants, and they have the Pittsburgh Pirates-esque black jerseys with the bright yellow numbers and letters. Black cap, yellow brim. Indy Indians logo in black and yellow on the crown. First pitch breaking ball to Gavin Collins is just out of the zone for ball one. Two down, bases empty, one apiece here in the top of the second inning. The pitch. That ball's hit high and deep to left field. Smith and Jigba at the warning track, turns to watch it go into the lawn seats. Two home runs for the Clippers here in the second inning for Gavin Collins, his second of the season. And the Clippers, who fell behind 1-0 in the first, now lead the game 2-1. Now this Indy crowd that was roaring pretty good in the first inning has quieted down considerably. Kranick goes back to work. And a broken bat flare to shallow left field will fall in for a base hit. Ike Freeman. First pitch swinging. Might have lost his bat, but it dies a hero. He's at first base with two down for Jose Fermin. Got it down near the end of the bat. And for Freeman, this good start to the year continues. Talk about a good start to the year. Well, this series has made it a good start to the year for Jose Fermin. Coming in, he was not hitting all that well. His numbers did not look good, a sub-200 batting average. But Victory Field has been very good to him. Swings at the first pitch, fastball at 96, and he fouled it away. Fermin now tied for the team lead in home runs with Oscar Gonzalez, who just went yard. 8-for-13 so far in the series, Fermin. Two homers, six runs batted in. Batting average up to 311 on the season. He's also drawn 10 walks. Takes a breaking ball for a called strike on the inside corner, 0-2. Fermin's on-base percentage now 436. Middle infield. A step or two to the pole side against the right-handed batter. Next offering, slow roller, third base side. Charging his cruise, it rolls up his glove. He's got no play. That may well go as an infield single. Fermin runs well, and he was hustling up the line. We'll see what they score it. Oh, they put an error on the board quick as you please. It was a late little weak swing. Well, I don't know if Cruz gets him with a throw or not, but he did not field it cleanly. It bounced up on him, hit him in the heel of the glove. That's going to do it for Kranick. So it goes up on the board as an E6. Fermin at first, Freeman at second, and Max Kranick is out of this ball game. He'll go an inning and two-thirds, two-run score, both on Clippers homers here in the second inning. We've got a pitching change here in the early going. We'll come back after this. Clippers leading 2-1.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Max Kranick goes once through the Clippers batting order. Put him down in order in the first inning. Strikeout, strikeout, and a broken bat ground out. Here in the second, Oscar Gonzalez deposited a breaking ball out onto the concourse for a game-tying home run. He got two outs on fly balls, and Gavin Collins got him for a home run to left field. Ike Freeman dropped a single into left. Jose Fermin reached on what has been called an E6 to put him at first and second, two down, and Cody Bolton is on to pitch. Bolton, the right-hander out of Richmond, Virginia, throws a fastball for a called strike on the inside part of the plate, 0-1. 23 years of age, Bolton stands 6'3", weighs 230 pounds. He was drafted back in 2017 in the sixth round by the Pirates. He's missed each of the last two seasons, 2020 for COVID reasons, and then was injured, didn't pitch in 2021. Out there on the hill for the fourth time this year for Indianapolis, 0-1 with a 4.50 earned run average. His pitch is hit on the ground right side, fielded by the first baseman, Martin. He'll take it to the bag himself, and that'll do it for the Clippers in the second inning. But they get a pair of runs on three hits, and Columbus leads after an inning and a half by a 2-1 score in Indianapolis.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works. And so do I. Hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte Powder Packs. Feel better fast.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Two to one Clippers. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Fans, if you are listening to tonight's game in your automobile, the Ohio Department of Public Safety would like to remind you to buckle your safety belt. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? 2-1 ball game. Kanan Smith and Jigba digs into the left-handed batter's box. Got bright yellow cleats to match the Pittsburgh-themed jerseys the Indians are wearing today. Here's a called strike, 0-1. Thomas Ponticelli gave up a leadoff single, then a stolen base, then a walk, and a couple of deep fly balls move the runners around. Sacrifice fly plated. O'Neill Cruz to make it 1-0. The Clippers with a pair of solo home runs in the top of the second inning have grabbed the lead 2-1. Smith and Jigba fouls away the 0-1 pitch, quickly 0-2. Batting 205 on the season, no homers. He swings and fouls one back to the screen to stay alive. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. First K for Ponticelli. Jared Olivan to the plate now. Olivan, the center fielder. Righty-righty matchup, the offering. Fastball misses outside. Olva, 26 years of age, born in Santa Clarita, California. Looks at a breaking ball on the inside part of the plate for a called strike. Olva drafted back in 2017. Seventh round pick by the Buccos. Pittsburgh trying to stack that farm system for a future run. Here's a deep fly ball down the left field line. It could be trouble. It is foul. He got out in front. Not by much. Olva thought he had extra bases on that one. Didn't have enough height to get out of the ballpark, but it would have been trouble. Pittsburgh has had a tough go of it since they had a mini run at the playoffs several years back. The 1-2. Late swing, strike three. Back-to-back K's for Ponticelli. When Pittsburgh had that outfield of Marte, McCutchen, and Castro, they put together a couple of special years in Pittsburgh that really the faithful hadn't seen going back to the Bonds Bonilla days. Largely since the 70s, Pittsburgh has been a franchise in a perpetual rebuild. Ponticelli's first pitch to Michael Perez sails high and away for ball one. Any outfield that has Barry Bonds in it is going to win the comparison. 1-1. But Bonds, Bonilla, and Van Slyke versus McCutchen, Starling Castro, Starling Marte. There's a tapper out in front of home plate. That's going to be called a foul ball. It was in the left-handed batter's box. And there is an imaginary line in that batter's box that delineates fair and foul. And the opinion of the home plate umpire was that the ball was on the foul side of that line when it was picked up by Gavin Collins. Collins tried to get to it quickly and throw down to first base for a cheap out. 2-1 pitch, fouled away, 2-2. McCutchen did win an MVP award for Pittsburgh. Time call just before the pitch. Two outs, bases empty, 2-2 count against the eight-hitter and catcher Michael Perez. Perez looking for his first hit of the season. Fastball here is high and away. He is hitless, but he has an on-base percentage of .429. 0-for-8 with 6 walks. Payoff pitch coming. And there's another walk. Down and in for ball four. So the inning is extended now for the nine-hitter, Jihwan Bae. Bae batting .275 on the year. He's had a lot of hard-hit balls in this series, most of which have been flyouts. First pitch, he is dancing off the plate as that one buzzes inside. One ball, no strikes. Ponticelli has his sign into the motion. Here's a pop-up on the infield, left side, caught by Arias for out number three. Two strikeouts, a walk, and a little infield pop-up for Ponticelli. A good bounce-back inning after giving up a run to the first. We've played two here in Indianapolis. The Clippers have the high side of a 2-1 score.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Whether you're streaming towards it like a locomotive or it's a few years away, it's a good time to make sure you're on track to have your retirement needs met. Make sure your plans are moving forward the way you want. If you haven't established a plan yet, you need to start. Plan to listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services every Sunday at 9 a.m. for the Safe Money Retirement Show. John Heishman will share retirement planning strategies and ideas that could make a huge difference in the quality of your life and retirement. This Sunday, you don't want to miss John Heishman discussing managing risk in retirement. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. And catch previous shows on the Safe Money Retirement Show podcast by going to WMNI.com and looking under the Features column. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI. Don't miss it.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top of the third, 2-1, Clippers on top. Cody Bolton back out on the hill for his second inning of work. He has averaged 2 innings per outing this year. 3 appearances, 6 innings coming in, so he's been a long man. First man out of the pen after Max Kranick. Of course, Indianapolis knew Kranick wasn't going to go deep into the game. Kranick goes an inning and two-thirds, allows 2 runs. 3 hits. 2 of the Clippers' hits, solo homers. Here's Gabriel Arias. First pitch to the shortstop is taken over but low for ball one. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Next offering, breaking ball, hits the inside black, and it's 1-1. Bottom five at Buffalo, the Bisons at home leading Scranton Wilkes-Barre 3-1. Next pitch, breaking ball, fouled back to the screen. Syracuse hosting the Worcester Red Sox, and the Mets lead them 6-3. That game in the top of the fifth at NBT Bank Stadium. Norfolk up 5-0 on the Durham Bulls, top of the third at Harbor Park. The wind of the 1-2 pitch. Slider, check swing, he held back. 2-2. In Toledo, just like it is here, it's a 2-1 ball game. The Mud Hens leading the visiting St. Paul Saints. Bottom two at fifth third. Next offering, out in front of an off-speed pitch. Arias swings and misses down to a knee for strike three. First strikeout for Bolton. One down, base is empty for Will Benson. Iowa leading 2-0 at Louisville. Top of the third inning at Slugger Field on the banks of the Ohio River. We'll see Louisville when the Clippers head back home to Huntington Park next week. Benson waits. Here's the first pitch. It's a fastball for a called strike over the outside corner at 94 miles per hour. Rochester leading at Lehigh Valley 4-0, bottom two. Bottom three in Jacksonville, it is 2-0 Stripers over the Jumbo Shrimp. Benson swings, and it's a high fly ball to his counterpart in center field, Oliva. He'll drift over toward the left field side and make the catch for out number two. Just underway, Charlotte at Nashville, no score. 8:05 first pitch, Omaha at Memphis. Those are your IL scores today. Two outs for Oscar Gonzalez. First pitch breaking ball, hit it right off the end of the bat and right back to the mound. picked up. The throw to first is in plenty of time. 1-3 put away of Gonzalez. The Clippers go in order in the third inning. We go to the bottom half. It's 2-1 Columbus.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree? Job skills? A rewarding career? As a member of the Ohio Army National Guard, those dreams can become a reality. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. As a proud member of the Ohio Army National Guard, you're eligible for the scholarship program as soon as you enlist. And you'll become a part of an elite group of men and women who've sworn to serve and protect their community, state, and nation. Start fulfilling your dreams today with an education that will help you land the career you've always wanted. Learn more about earning your degree debt-free and the many benefits that come with serving in the Ohio Army National Guard. Visit NationalGuard.com today. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the bottom of the third inning. Clippers on top by a 2-1 score against the Indianapolis Indians. Fourth game of a six-game series. Clippers lead the series 2-1. Thomas Ponticelli back out there on the hill for another inning of work. O'Neill Cruz has the only hit in the ball game. Takes the first pitch downstairs for ball one. Cruz, a left-handed batter, top prospect in the Pirates system. Here's a fastball to him over the outside corner to even things at 1-1. Cruz jumped on the first pitch he saw back in the first inning and roped it into right field. He proceeded to immediately steal second base. Takes at the knees for a called strike, 1-2. He moved to third on a deep fly out to left field. Center field, rather, and scored on a fly out to left field. Mason Martin with the sacrifice fly. That made it 1-0, Indianapolis. A lead that didn't last very long. He grounds this one to second base. Up with it, Tolman throws over to Ike Freeman in time for the out, one away. Clippers got a pair of solo home runs in the second inning. Oscar Gonzalez, Gavin Collins both went yard against the starter Max Kranich on a major league rehab assignment that ended shortly thereafter. Here is Travis Swaggerty. He walked in the first inning. Ponticelli goes to work and misses high and away with a fastball. There's activity for the Clippers in the pen. Zach Draper. 1-0 out in front of the off-speed. Ponticelli had him way out on his front foot. Swaggerty couldn't stop his swing. It's 1-1. The pitch. Another ground ball on the right side. And once more, it's Tolman. Fields it cleanly. Underhand flip as he was racing toward first. Another 4-3 put away. Two down for Rodolfo Castro. Castro hit a ball almost all the way to the center field wall. His first time up. Moved the runners up, but didn't do any other damage. Takes a pitch just off the outside corner for ball one. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Castro batting an even 300 now on the year. Next pitch. Big swing and a breaking ball. He cut over top. 1-1. Pittsburgh signed Castro back in 2015. comes into the season ranked number 20 among Pirate prospects, according to Baseball America. Time called just as Botticelli was delivering his pitch. Everybody's ready. Here comes the pitch. Fastball swung on and missed. 1-2. Castro made his Major League debut for Pittsburgh in 2021, hit 198. And here is a called third strike with Castro not being ready. That's the second time in this series we have seen a batter rung up on strike three for not being ready when the pitch clock determined it. So that's the end of the inning. A strikeout for Botticelli. And the Clippers lead by a 2-1 score as we go to the fourth.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Clippers will take it. Castro stepped out of the batter's box in between. And let's get a look at the replay here. He was slowly digging his way back into the batter's box and kicking around with the dirt. The home plate umpire, Malachi Moore, rang him up. So for the Clippers here in the top of the fourth inning, it's Call, Tolman, and Collins due up. And the first pitch is outside for ball one. Miguel Perez, the manager of the Indianapolis Indians, came very close to being ejected from this ball game. Call swings, and it's a down the third baseline. That's a fair ball, and it's going to roll all the way to the corner. He cruises to second base, takes the turn, will hold up there. Alex Call with a leadoff double. Clippers in business here in the fourth inning. Now, a couple of days ago, we saw the same thing happen. It was not Castro at the plate. I can't remember who it was. But an Indianapolis Indians batter was rung up for not being ready on strike three. And then later on in the game, an Indianapolis pitcher was charged with ball four. Here's Mitch Tolman, breaking ball high and away. Now, we talked about this a couple of days ago at the time as well. The Toledo Mudhens yesterday had two batters rung up on strike three for not being ready to hit. Tolman takes inside, two balls, no strikes. It doesn't feel right that an at-bat is decided. There's just something off-putting about that, but I'm a rules guy. Two balls, no strikes. Here's a peek to second. Now the pitch, and it is hit foul down the left field line. So what I appreciate from the umpires, we actually talked about this in game one of the series because there were several instances on a three-ball count where the pitch clock expired and nothing happened. I mentioned that during the broadcast. That was the day before. It was ball three, a fastball way up the ladder. So what I appreciate from the umpires is doing the exact same thing with a 0-0 count as you do with a 3-2 count. That's how it's supposed to be. Runner at second base, three balls, one strike, the count to Tolman. He's ready. Here's the pitch. And it's high for ball four. Well, Mitch Tolman has now drawn 13 walks on the season. Ties him for the league lead. Clippers have three players in the top 20 in base on balls in the IL this year. There's Gavin Collins, solo homer, his first time up, the pitch. He takes a fastball away, one ball, no strikes. Zach Draper back in the Clippers bullpen, loosening up the left arm. We'll see him from the looks of things in the fourth inning. Nice work by Thomas Ponticelli today. Here's the 1-0. Breaking ball got away from Bolton and came nowhere near the zone. Two balls, no strikes. Time called now. Michael Perez, the catcher, heads out to the mound. The rest of the infield comes in as well, as Bolton just has not looked sharp here in the fourth. Bolton had a great third inning. Put the Clippers down in order relatively quietly. But here in the fourth, double from Alex Call. Had trouble putting in the strike zone against Mitch Tolman, and here against Gavin Collins, falls behind 2-0. Lights on here at Victory Field. The sun is heading toward the horizon. It has been a gorgeous day in Indianapolis. Temperatures in the upper 70s. Collins gets a fastball and fouls it away, 2-1. Best day weather-wise of the series for sure. And I would say without a shadow of a doubt, the best weather day of the season so far. Hopefully many more to come. 2-1 pitch. At the kneecaps for a called strike, 2-2. Long pause by Bolton. Peeks to second base, turns and fires. Here's a high fly ball to left. Did he get underneath of it? Smith and Jigba at the warning track will then run along the wall to make the catch. And Collins gave it a ride, but didn't have enough on that one. Bring up Ike Freeman now. Collins made a bid there to become the third Clipper with a multi-homer game already this year. Freeman did it at Huntington Park. Single his first time up. Righty-righty matchup. Two on, one down. Clippers up 2-1. Here's the pitch. It's a breaking ball, low and away. Lead runner Alex Call. Mitch Tolman, the trail runner at first. Here's the pitch. And it's high and away. Snap throw to first. And he's back in time, just barely. Umpire fell down making the call. Count. Well, Tolman had a big primary lead and then had a gigantic secondary lead. And Indianapolis They certainly recognized it. Get a look at the replay. Easily the right call. Toma got back clearly and safely. Freeman ahead 2-0. Now the pitch. 3-0. Well outside. Freeman is another one who's drawn a lot of walks for the Clippers this year. Nine base on balls. He has an on-base percentage of .464. Batting .250 on the season. So we'll see if Freeman has the green light here, 3-0. Here it comes, and he is taking, it's a called strike over the outside corner at the knees. Three and one. Bolton from the belt, delivers. And that time he missed outside, not by much, but enough to load the bases. And here comes Jose Fermin. Fermin reached on an E6 back in the second inning. It could easily have been scored a base hit. Even if O'Neill Cruz had fielded the ball cleanly, he did not. I think his chances of getting Fermin were, at best, 50-50. First pitch, slider outside. Michael Perez, the catcher, made a great lunging stab on that to keep the Clippers from scoring another run. After starting the year ice cold with the bases loaded, the Clippers have heated up. They're now batting .316 with the sacks jacked. Green swings and fouls that one off the catcher, and Perez is in some pain. Fermin is 1-for-3. With two runs batted in with the bases loaded. Malachi Moore, the home plate umpire, asks for a new set of baseballs. Walks one of them halfway out to the mound. Doing his neighborly duty to buy as much time as needed for Michael Perez to collect himself. One down, middle infield in double play position. The corners are back. They'll concede the run for the out. And certainly for a double play ball, it would get him out of the inning. Here comes the 1-1. Oh, he hung a breaking ball and he got away with it. Fermin fouls it back off the window. The home broadcast booth immediately to my left. Populated by one of the legends of the International League, Howard Kelman. And Andrew Kappas. Kelman has been broadcasting here longer than Kappas has been alive. Here's a wild pitch. Uh-oh. Clippers could be in trouble as it bounded right back to Perez, but he can't grab it cleanly. And so the wild pitch will allow Alex Call to score. That's one of those heart-and-throat moments when the ball goes right to the backstop, caroms right back toward the catcher. Perez wasn't quite ready to field it. Boy, that ball hit, short hopped the wall, kicked up into the advertising signage, and hit off the inside padded part and bounced right back to him. But the wild pitch allows a run to score. 3-1 Clippers. Here's the pitch. And it is swung on and missed for strike three. So Fermin is out. And Richie Palacios is up with runners at second and third. Palacios 0-for-2. First offering is a fastball high and away. Richie has a pretty upright batting stance in the left-handed batter's box. He is almost all the way to the back line and almost all the way to the inside line of the left-handed batter's box. So close to the plate. The pitch. Breaking ball. Hits the outside corner. Evens the count at 1-1. 3-1 Clippers. Three runs on four hits for Columbus. No errors. One run, one hit, one error for the home team, Indianapolis. Ball to strike the pitch. Breaking ball fouled away. Cody Bolton trying to get through this fourth inning. His 1-2 pitch. Slashed foul down the left field line. Bolton has thrown two innings, a run on a hit. Two walks, two strikeouts. Looked like he had lost the feel here in this fourth inning, but he's gotten it back a little bit. Trying to avoid a big crooked number. Palacios trying to make him pay. Here's the pitch. It is well up out of the zone, 2-2. Base hit could break this one open a little bit. Now the 2-2. Swung on and missed. Got him on a high fastball. Palacios is out. The Clippers are out, but they get a run on a hit. They leave a pair. As we go to the bottom of the fourth inning, it is Columbus 3, Indianapolis 1.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
When you remember the details, the patients know that you know them, and they're not just a number. As their primary care physicians, when you know the small details, it actually makes it easier to take care of them. You remember what medicines they're on, and you remember what they do on Sunday nights. They're always at a bridge club or something. It affects your care in a positive way. I'm Dr. James Barnes, and I'm a primary care physician at Mount Carmel.
Bottom of the fourth inning, the Clippers lead it by a pair. And Andy Tracy will dip into his bullpen for the first time today. Zach Draper was the opener the other day for the Clippers in a bullpen day. He'll come on second today. He'll face Mason Martin, Cal Mitchell, and Kanan Smith-Njigba. Draper has a win, no losses, a 771 earned run average. This is his fourth appearance, gets a first pitch swing and a foul ball on the first base side from Mason Martin. 4 2/3 innings. Over which Draper has allowed 5 runs, 4 earned on 5 hits. He's given up 2 homers, hit 2 batters, walked 1, and struck out 3. Martin swings and fouls away another quickly, 0-2. Well, if the Clippers hold on to this lead, and the lead does not change hands for the rest of the day, getting a bit of ahead of ourselves because it's only the bottom of the fourth inning, but if that were to happen, in all likelihood, Zach Draper would be the winning pitcher. It's a ground ball into the teeth of the overshift. Tolman from shallow right field will throw out Mason Martin for out number one. And if Draper does get the win today, he would become the first Clipper this season to have 2 wins. The Clippers are 11-4, and 11 different pitchers have gotten a W for Columbus this year. One down, here's Cal Mitchell. First pitch swing, and he skies it to left center field. Benson over, Palacios as well. It'll be the left fielder to make the call and the catch for out number two. Here is Kanan Smith and Jigba. Dallas, Texas native, first pitch in the lefty-lefty matchup is a strike called over the outside corner, 0-1. Smith and Jigba drafted by the Yankees back in 2017 in the fourth round and was traded to Pittsburgh. Next offering, that's a called strike, 0-2. That was in the Jameson Taillon deal. Draper rocks and fires. And threw a breaking ball. Tried to get Smith and Jigba to chase, and he wouldn't do it. 1-2. Now the 1-2. Off the outside corner, two balls and two strikes. ...2021 is his first season in the Pirates organization. It's a line drive bullet right at Jose Fermin, and he makes the catch, defending himself as much as anything else. Well, it was a laser, but it's out number three. Zach Draper pitches a 1-2-3 fourth, and we go to the fifth with the Clippers leading by a 3-1 score.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Spend more time enjoying your deck and less time maintaining it with 11% off everything at Menards. UltraDeck Low Maintenance Rustic Composite Decking comes in four colors and gives you the look of real wood without the upkeep, so that you can get back to spending time with your friends and family. All UltraDeck is 11% off now at Menards. Good through April 23rd. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with Cinematic Mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Top five. Clippers have a 3-1 lead, looking for more. For Indianapolis, Cody Bolton is back out there on the hill. Now, there was some action starting just before Bolton got out of the fourth inning. First pitch swinging. Gabriel Arias skies it down the right field line. It's foul, and it's out of play. 0-1 count. Arias struck out in the first inning, struck out in the third inning. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed, 0-2. Now, right now, there is no activity for Pittsburgh's top farm club. So at the moment, it looks like Bolton's inning here. He deals. Misses outside, 1-2. Major League Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank, smart savings tools. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. 1-2 pitch is high and tight, almost hit him. Cleveland Guardians at the Yankees today. Bottom of the fourth inning, Bronx Bombers lead them 2-1. There's a bouncer, 3-2. The Guardians have out-hit the Yankees 5-1. Aaron Judge had a two-run home run. So swinging a foul ball back. Still 3-2. For Judge, just his second home run of the season, and RBIs 3-4. Franmil Reyes is heating up. He hit his second homer, a solo shot. No surprise here, Stephen Kwan has a double. Again, the payoff, fastball off the outside corner by an eyelash for ball four. That's a good plate appearance there for Gabriel Arias. Down to the count, 0-2. Laid off some very close pitches. Fouled away some others and ultimately draws the base on balls. Now there is activity for Indianapolis in the bullpen. John O'Reilly getting loose. Leadoff man aboard for Will Benson. He's 0-2 on the day. Overshift to the right side of the infield against the left-handed batter. First offering is a fastball high, 1-0. Top of the fifth inning in Cincinnati. The Redbirds lead the Red Legs 4-0. St. Louis on top. 1-0. Benson takes high and away. Bottom three in Philadelphia. One apiece between the Brewers and the Phillies. Giants leading 7-0 at the Washington Nationals. That game in the bottom of the third. Also bottom three at the Trop. Red Sox lead the Tampa Bay Rays 4-1. Raffy Devers with his third home run. There's a ground ball. And, oh, they're not going to be able to get a double play. With the overshift on, O'Neill Cruz and Jaewon Bey both went for the baseball. Cruz needed to give ground and go over to second base. He didn't. Now he and Bey are talking it over out there. So it'll be a 4-3 putout. Bey looked to throw to second base. There was nobody there to take the throw, so he had to go to first to retire Will Benson. So Arias into scoring position. First pitch is in the dirt to Oscar Gonzalez for ball one. Top of the third in Atlanta, the Braves lead the Marlins 1-0. Just underway in Chicago, the Cubs hosting the Pirates, no score. Likewise, White Sox at Twins, nothing doing in the first inning. They're starting in Houston, Blue Jays and Astros, no score. Justin Verlander on the hill for the Stros. He's looked very good in the early going this year. 1-0 pitch. Off the inside corner, a fastball at 91. Everything else in the bigs is later on today. Miguel Cabrera will not get his 3,000th hit today. They were postponed at Comerica Park. Rockies and Tigers will have to make it up. Here comes the 1-1. Gonzalez. Boy, he got a fastball at 93 right down the middle and couldn't pull the trigger. When you see almost no fastballs, sometimes it can be tough to prepare yourself for one. 2-1 pitch. Got a fastball. Swung on it. Hit it on the ground. Third base side. If it stays fair, it's a hit. It's going to roll and roll and roll. Oh, my gosh. It finally rolled into foul territory. I can't believe the baseball had enough momentum to get into foul territory. It hit right in front of home plate. Rolled 55, 60, 75 feet, and then finally went foul about 6 feet in front of the third base bag, and it had half a revolution left in its momentum. Just enough to get foul, so it's 2-2. The pitch, Breaking ball popped up, foul territory, first base side. It's a souvenir. Actually hit off of a railing on the walkway and bounded about 20 feet back up in the air and caromed down to the main seating board. Not a bad crowd on hand here tonight. Easily the biggest crowd of the series. Now again the 2-2. And this one spanked down the right field line. Fair ball inside the bag. That's going to score a run. Gonzalez rounding first, heading for second. He will cruise in with an RBI double. And the Clippers lead it 4-1. Watching Oscar Gonzalez hit is worth the price of admission. He's out there at second base talking with O'Neill Cruz, and he can't look Cruz straight in the eye, but he comes pretty close. When he's standing on the second base bag, they're eye to eye. Alex Call due up, but it's going to be a new pitcher to face him. Call doubled against Cody Bolton in the fourth inning, and Indianapolis is going to go to the pen. Miguel Perez is out. He'll take the baseball, and we will step away. 4-1 Clippers here in the top of the fifth inning in Indianapolis.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington. Welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Four to one Clippers in the lead here in the top half of the fifth inning. Visitors still batting as a new pitcher comes on for Indianapolis. John O'Reilly will take the hill. 6'5", 225-pound right-hander out of Westwood, New Jersey. Non-drafted free agent signed by Pittsburgh back in 2018. He'll try and put the Clippers out here in the fifth. No wins, no losses, a 5.40 earned run average, and a mustache that would make Jack Morris and the entire Chicago PD proud. Alex Call stands into the right-handed batter's box. Oscar Gonzalez leads away from second. Here's the pitch. Big bender is low and away for ball one. Call one for two with a double and a run scored, batting .281 on the season now. Well, it's a strange thing to say this. Hot hitting ways continue. Here he hits a hard ground ball to the shortstop. O'Neill Cruz has it, throws to first in time for the out. Call, as I said, batting .281, which is a very respectable batting average. But you wouldn't call that hot hitting necessarily, but he's got a seven-game hitting streak, over which he's batting .381, and he continues to draw a bevy of walks. Here, though, he's out 6-3. Gonzalez stays put at second base. And that'll bring up Mitch Tolman. Left-handed batter takes one that hit him on the shoe, and he'll take first. Breaking ball. Got him on the back foot, so the Clippers have him at first and second for Gavin Collins. Yep, hit him right on the toe. Alex Call started off the season pretty slowly. 0 for his first nine before hitting a home run against Syracuse. And he seems to be finding a groove here. Collins swings at the first pitch and chops it. That's going to be a fair ball. He thought it was foul. but he's going to be thrown out. The pitcher, O'Brien, came to get it and throws him out 1-3. The Clippers are gone, but they get a run on a hit. They leave a pair, and we are halfway through regulation innings here in Indianapolis with the Clippers on top of the Indians 4-1.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos. Every piece is important.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Well, for the Clippers, it has been a good one so far. Indianapolis jumped out in front 1-0 in the bottom half of the first inning. Since then, the Clippers scored two runs in the second, one in the fourth, one in the fifth, and they lead it by a 4-1 score. Zach Draper pitched a beautiful fourth inning, put him down 1-2-3. He's back out there for the fifth. Deals to Jared Oliva, low and away for ball one. The kick and the pitch. That's low. Two balls, no strikes. Oliva, strikeout victim, his first time up back in the second inning. Swings here and rolls it on the third base side. It's going to be tough for Fermin. Bare hand grab, flings to first, and it's late. Fermin did everything he could, but Oliva runs well, and that's an infield single. First base hit since the first batter of the game for Indianapolis. O'Neill Cruz had a leadoff single. Came around on a steal and a couple of fly balls to score. Here is Michael Perez now. Let's see if Draper can induce a double play ball here. Throws to first and the runner's back. Again, another bullpen day for the Clippers. Peyton Battenfield will start tomorrow as the Clippers will have actual starting pitchers for the remaining two games of this series. Fastball here is a little bit low. Draper started a bullpen game 2 days ago, and really the bullpen did a pretty good job. The Clippers lost the game. Breaking ball here is in for a called strike. Looks like Luke Maley is in the ball game. It's a ground ball past the diving second baseman Tolman and into right field. Gonzalez comes up throwing. The ball is cut off, and they will throw back behind the runner at first. Everybody is safe. They're on the corners now. So I am not entirely sure why Luke Maley is in this ball game right now. Again, we go back to the last play in the top of this inning. Zach Collins hit the ball on the third base side, and
thought it was a foul ball. And so did not get out of the box very quickly. And I don't know if he, or maybe he spun an ankle or something. I haven't seen a replay of it. But in any case, he's out of the game and Luke Maley is in. Very unusual for a player on a major league rehab assignment to enter a game that they did not start. Jiwon Bae is at the plate, and the first pitch fouled away. Next coming, and it's swung on and missed. Good off speed. Zach Fasha is the only other catcher on the Clippers roster. And he currently is down in the bullpen warming up Nick Michalacik. There's a tapper out in front of home plate. Draper's got it. Will go to second. He looked the runner back to third and then went to second base and got that runner. So Perez is out. Bae is safe at first. Still on the corners. One down. Boy, Zach Draper just made a really nice play right there. There are a lot of moving parts in that scenario. Bae took a full swing, and that's something else that can play havoc with you. A full swing, you're not anticipating that ball just being a dribbler. But Draper came off the mound, got to it immediately, and had the presence of mind. And this is easier as a left-handed pitcher because your natural motion takes you to look at the runner at third base, froze him, and then he made a great throw to second to get the middle runner. Back to the top of the order here for O'Neill Cruz. Cruz one for two. Down to the count, no 0-2, and the pitch is hit up the middle. That's a base knock. Oliva will score this time from third. Up to second base goes Bae. It's a 4-2 game. Time called. Andy Tracy is heading out to the mound. He is going to go to the bullpen. So we'll step away here. The potential tying runs are on base. And the Clippers will make a pitching change. We'll tell you about it after these words. Clippers 4, Indy 2.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier. For everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
It's the bottom of the fifth at Victory Field. The Clippers holding on to a 4-2 lead. For now, Indianapolis has two men abase. And they are threatening for more runs than the one they've already scored. They've got a run on three hits in the bottom of the fifth. Jiwon Bae at second base. O'Neill Cruz at first. And Travis Swaggerty striding to the plate to take on Nick Michalacik. Michalacik, 6'2", 206-pound right-hander out of Parkland, Florida. Eleventh-round pick by the Guardians back in 2019. Left-handed batter Swaggerty has walked and grounded out. Here's the pitch. It's swung on and fouled off the catcher. 0-1 count. The sun has set. We still have clouds overhead, but no threat of rain in central Indiana today. Gorgeous Friday. Here's the 0-1. Runner takes off from second. It's low. The throw is in time, and they got him. Jihwan Bae, among the stolen base leaders in the International League, will not add to his total here. Luke Maley made a great throw down the third baseline to cut him down. So the trail runner, Cruz, moves up, but he will not be credited with the stolen base. The throw beat him easily. Fermin kind of stumbled taking the throw, but made a good tag. Two down, and the count 1-1 to Swaggerty. Mikolajczyk kicks and deals, and a fastball hit high into the air into shallow center field. A lot of defenders converging on the area. Who's going to take control? The center fielder, Will Benson, calls off everybody else and makes the catch for out number three. One run scores, three hits, a man left on base, and we are through five innings at Victory Field. The Clippers still have the high side of a 4-2 score.
Hi, this is Dave at Automotive Appearance Pros. Keep the damaging heat and sun out of your vehicle with Lumar's Formula One window tint, the best window tint on the market. Shop online 24/7 at aapcolumbus.com.
Sometimes life throws you a curveball and leaves you with a financial mess. Whether it's doctor's bills from a sudden illness, loss of a job, or any other kind of unseen financial hardship, debt can be absolutely overwhelming for you and your family. I'm Stan Willis of Willis Spangler Starling. Hey, I get it, and I've been there. Filing for bankruptcy might be the right thing for you and your family. We at Willis Spangler Starling will work with you to help you and your family get back on your feet. Check us out at willisattorneys.com. That's willisattorneys.com.
Hi, I'm Don Reif, owner of Reif's Auto Body. For four generations, we focused on one thing, you. Since 1944, Reif's has treated your vehicle as our own. That's why 80% of our business comes from repeat customers. Visit us at reifsautobody.com.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Four 2 Columbus on top of Indy, game four of this six-game series. Indy scored first, but that doesn't bother the Columbus Clippers. O'Neill back out on the hill, delivers, and misses the inside corner. Mike Freeman due up for the Clippers. He's got a single. He's got a walk. His on-base percentage is an even 500 this year. 1-0. Breaking ball stays high. Two balls, no strikes. Freeman has not been an everyday type player. He was hot at the plate there at the homestand, so Andy Tracy kept him in the lineup against Syracuse. Here he takes a fastball. Boy, just a whisker wide. That didn't miss by much. But it's 3-0. Freeman starting at first base today for the second time. He's also played second base five times. He's been the DH once. 3-0. He's taken the whole way, and it's a called strike at the top of the zone. The walk in the fourth inning was his 10th base on balls this season. Freeman waits. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball chopped up the middle. Cruz has it. Throws on the run in time for out number one. 1-0 has had a great run in this series against Indianapolis. He's swung the bat well. He's run the bases well. He's played good defense at third. If there is a Clippers player of the series to this point, I would say it is Fermin. Oscar Gonzalez has had some big hits as well. First pitch slider outside. 1-0, no strikes. And that's with going 0-2 today. Next pitch. Chopped off the plate, rolled to third base. Castro's got it. Flings across the diamond in time. Quickly, two gone. A lot of families here on a Friday night populating the lawn seats that wrap from foul pole to foul pole at Victory Field, save for the batter's eye in center field. Batter's eye made up of tall evergreens that have been growing here since this place was opened. Indianapolis moved back downtown. Just a couple of blocks away from Lucas Oil Stadium, the host facility for the Indianapolis Colts. 1-0, no strikes to Richie Palacios as we go back to the top of the order. Palacios 0-3, takes inside 2-0. Lots of families have busted out the blankets and the short sleeves. Now, as the sun has gone down, the temperatures have dipped slightly. Pitch clock has expired, and finally the home plate umpire notices. And so it's a 3-0 count. Most fans sitting out there in short sleeves, although there is one family out there huddled under a giant blanket. Here's ball four inside to Palacios. They've got a big blanket spread out in the left center field grass area under which, or I guess on top of which, four family members are seated, and they have, boy, that's got to be two blankets wrapped around the entire group with just heads sticking out. Gabriel Arias takes a called strike, 0-1 with a man at first and two outs. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Bounding ball to Cruz. He will field it. And eschew the flip. He'll take it to the bag himself at second for the force out of Richie Palacios. And that'll do away with the Clippers here in the top of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits. And we will go to the bottom of the sixth with the Clippers still leading the Indians 4-2.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Back out on the hill now. Nick Michalacik. Retired only one batter, but got credit for two-thirds of an inning in the fifth because a man was caught stealing on his watch. First pitch fastball. He goes to work against Rodolfo Castro and misses low for ball one. Next pitch, inside, 2-0. Next offering, swung on, hit high in the air to left field. Deep but playable for Palacios. Shy of the warning track, he will set up camp and make the catch for out number one. Gonna bring up Mason Martin. Martin had a sack fly first time up. Grounded to second in the fourth inning. Martin's had a great start to the season. And this young man won't turn 23 until June. Swings the first pitch, fouls it away. Played just eight games in AAA last year for Indianapolis and hit 240. Organizational all-star for Pittsburgh in 2019 and 2021. So this is a guy they have seen a lot of good things from. He swings and fouls it on the first base side. It's 0-2. Hails from Kennewick, Washington State. Swung on and missed. Good breaking ball from Michalacik. And he puts down the first two quietly. There's Cal Mitchell now. Mitchell, a left-handed batter, and he is another young player here for Indianapolis. He has turned 23, but he turned 23 in March. Swings the first pitch, pops it up, third base side. It will be just out of play. Falls into the second row of seats. So he'll play all year at 23 years of age. He, like Martin, got just a handful of games at AAA at the end of last season. 20 at-bats. Pirates made him the 50th overall selection in the 2017 draft, a second-round pick. 0-1. Hit on the ground, right side. Tolman's there, and will scoop it up, throw to first, and Nick Michalacik does the job here for the Clippers in the sixth. He puts the Indians down 1-2-3 and sends us to inning number 7 at Victory Field, where the Clippers lead at 4-2.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Straight Talk Wireless now has the new iPhone 13 with cinematic mode, which lets you focus on what matters. And with Straight Talk, you can focus on getting the best deal. Our Silver Unlimited plan is just $45 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. And it runs on the largest, most dependable networks, now with nationwide 5G. With the iPhone 13 on Straight Talk, you can share whatever you want, wherever you want. Straight Talk Wireless. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Don't leave money on the table. FAFSA could help the journey to college be less of a financial burden. We also help with filling out FAFSA, so it's less stressful for you. Visit itsforyou.org to use free resources to get free federal student financial aid for college. Visit itsforyou.org to learn more. Sponsored by the Ohio Department of Higher Education. Aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Top seven, Clippers leading 4-2 against the Indianapolis Indians. Grounds crew in between innings. Breaking up the infield dirt, getting it nice and smooth. And fans, of course, you know that this is your season. Scotts is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. It's time to enjoy spring with Scotts. Let's get to the yard. For Columbus, 3, 4, and 5 due up. And for Indianapolis, Austin Bryce takes the hill. Benson 0 for 3 so far. Ropes the first one down foul toward the Clippers bullpen where there is activity. Aaron Pinto down there with his back to home. Heard that missile, turned around, and was able to get out of the way. Fastball misses the outside corner at 92 miles per hour from Austin Bryce. Making his third appearance of the year, Bryce is not allowed a run, is not allowed a hit in two innings. He deals. Sidearm delivery, sails wide once more, two balls and a strike. 6'4", 240, he's 29 years of age. Split time between AAA and the majors with Boston last year. Gets a swing and a high fly ball to left field off the bat of Benson. Smith and Jigba over toward the line. Still in fair territory, will make the catch. One down. Here's Oscar Gonzalez. Gonzalez was a home run shy of the cycle in game one of this series. Had a three-run triple yesterday. And today has gone 2 for 3 with a homer and a double. Time called. We've got a baseball beach ball, inflatable baseball, that's come onto the warning track in right field. I've seen those things all over the place today. Must have been a giveaway here at the ballpark. And invariably, when that happens, you will have a giveaway-related delay. Bryce misses on the first to Gonzalez. Clippers right fielder is ready. Here comes the next offering. It is a breaking ball that finishes well outside 2-0. Austin Bryce came up in the Marlins organization originally, then moved on to Cincinnati after making his big league debut for the Marlins in 2016. Another inflatable goes out onto the field. Made it to the bigs with the Reds in 17 and 18. Two-oh pitch. Swing and a miss. That one was way out of the zone. Back to Miami again in 2019, where he pitched in a career-high 36 games in the major leagues. 1-0 record, a 3.43 earned run average. Then pitched for Boston in the shortened 2020 season and again last year. Gonzalez swings again at a breaking ball off the outside corner, 2-2. A little tight slider there. Last year, Austin Bryce pitched in 26 games for Worcester and 13 for Boston. Here's his 2-2 delivery, and it's a fastball swung on and missed. Came at 93, but because there had been so many breaking balls, Gonzalez couldn't catch up to it. He's down on strikes. Two away for Alex Cole. Go, go, go. Alex Call, 1-for-3, a double and a run scored on his resume tonight. Takes Lone away for ball one. Alex, the DH today for the third time this year. He's started one game in left field and six in center. He swings and pops one up down the left field line into foul territory. It'll fall to the warning track, scattering the members of the bullpen like bowling pins. Kanan Smith and Jigba was charging like a bowling ball. Came up about 20 feet shy. So 1-1 count to the Clippers' designated hitter. Top of the seventh, Clippers lead 4-2 against Indianapolis. The next pitch is a breaking ball inside. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide, and a local agent will work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Bryce has his sign, he deals. And Call pops this one up to right field. Mitchell coming over toward the gap. Waits for it, makes the catch, and the Clippers go in order. It's seventh inning stretch time in Indianapolis. 4-2, Clippers.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great, too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Bottom of the seventh inning. Aaron Pinto on to pitch for the Clippers. Kanan Smith and Jigba. Jared Oliva and Michael Perez to lead things off for Indianapolis in the bottom of the seventh. Columbus leads him by a 4-2 score. Nick Michalacic goes an inning and two-thirds, and he was dynamite. He was so good, in fact, that he got five outs while facing only four batters. First pitch fastball from Pinto is in for a called strike. Michalacic came on in relief with two men on base, and immediately there was a caught stealing. Got the next guy out. Put him down 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. 0-1 is hit on a line, hit into center field. Smith and Jigba has his first hit of the ball game. International League scores brought to you by Huntington Bank, proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. Top of the sixth inning in Buffalo, the Bisons lead 3-1 against Scranton Wilkes-Barre. There's a square, a pullback, and a called strike. Oliva thought about bunting, thought better of it, and is down to the count 0-1. Syracuse. Boy, the Clippers must have made him angry. Because they have gotten hot, and they are whipping the Worcester Red Sox 13-3 at home in the bottom of the eighth inning. Here's a pitch in the dirt, and it bounds away from Luke Maley. It'll be a wild pitch, and Smith and Jigba cruises down to second base. One count to Oliva. Norfolk leading at home against Durham in a tight ball game, 5-4, top of the seventh inning. Toledo still on top of St. Paul, top six in the Glass City, 4-3. Next pitch, swung on, foul to the screen, 1-2. Iowa leading at Louisville, 3-2. Rochester on the road. Up on Lehigh Valley, 4-2, that game in the bottom of the sixth inning. Top eight at Jacksonville, nothing settled. It's 2-2. Gwinnett and Jacksonville knotted up in the late innings. Next pitch, fastball high and tight. Omaha leading at Memphis, 5-1, that game in the top of the third inning. And Nashville is ahead 8-0 at home against Charlotte. And how about this? How often do you hear about an inside-the-park grand slam? Alex Jackson, his second home run of the year, is an inside-the-park grand slam for Nashville. Three balls, two strikes, the count here. Pinto has his sign from the belt, peeks to second base, now turns and burns, and a flare to shallow left field is going to be caught on the run by Palacios. Off the bat, it looked like it had a very good chance to drop in, but Richie read it well and charged hard to pull it in for the out. Smith and Jigba, based on his body language, thought it was going to drop in. He had to put on the brakes and go racing back to second. Good defensive play, one on, one out for Michael Perez. The Clippers have not retired Perez today. Walked in the second inning, singled in the fifth, his first hit of the season. And speaking of catchers getting their first hit of the season, Brian Lavastida has gotten his first major league hit for the Cleveland Indians today. A one. That is low and inside, and Maley blocks it. Maley had gone 0 for his first nine. Getting the start today. Got a hit. Here's a hit. Up the middle. Line drive, base knock off the bat of Perez. A two-hit game. Scoring easily from second base, Smith and Jigba, and it's a one-run game. 4-3, Clippers on top. Potential tying run at first, potential go-ahead run at the plate. Lefty batter, Jiwon Bay, swings at the first pitch, hits it to first base. Freeman will go to second for one. The relay to back to first is not in time. So they get the lead runner, Perez. That fielder's choice goes 3-6. Two down now, back to the top of the order for O'Neill Cruz. You know, Lavastida now has one hit, and that makes a total of four this season for Cleveland Guardians catchers. Austin Hedges is just 3-29 on the year. Cruz standing stock still as the first pitch is delivered, takes it for a called strike. Thank you. He had no intention of swinging at that one. Now he's ready. The next pitch comes up and in. One ball and one strike. Bay runs well at first. He was caught stealing last time he was on base. Breaking ball from Pinto, misses inside. Pinto, the fourth Clippers pitcher today. 5'10", 210-pounder out of West Covina, California. Misses inside, 3-1. Four Clippers pitchers. Three of them have given up one run apiece. Nick Michalachik, the only Clippers hurler who did not allow a run today so far. Pinto deals. Here's a high bounder on the right side of the infield. It'll be fielded by Tolman, and he will fling on to first in time for the out. A run scores on two hits and a man left aboard. We've played seven. Clippers still lead, but it's a tight one here at Victory Field, 4-3.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
Top of the eighth inning, Clippers leading by a 4-3 score against the Indianapolis Indians. And another new pitcher on for the home team. Matt Eckelman takes the hill, 6'3", 280-pounder out of Shawnee, Kansas. Pitched all of last season in Indianapolis for Columbus. Ahead 4-3, they will send 6, 7, and 8 to the plate. Tolman, Collins, Freeman due up. Actually, I guess Tolman, Maley, Freeman due up. The big right-hander rocks and fires, and a fastball at 93 on the inside corner is a called strike 0-1. That's your Pepsi pitch speed to the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Tolman is officially 0-1 today as he takes high and away to even the count. Fly to deep center field, his first time up in the second inning. Then he walked in the fourth and was hit by a pitch in the fifth. Said on-base percentage continues to rise. The 1-1. That's low. We'll also look at this date in Clippers history here in the eighth inning. Brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's, every piece is important. 2-1 pitch. Swung on, hit high in the air down the left field line. Slicing into foul territory again over toward that Indy bullpen. It's going to go up the screen and into the screen for a foul ball. Well, we'll go back to the first season of Clippers baseball, April 22nd, 1977. Dale Barra drove in Mike Edwards with the winning run as Columbus beat Pawtucket 6-5 in the first ever Clippers game at Franklin County Stadium. Barra and Edwards would be big performers for the Clippers that year, the first baseball team in Columbus since 1970. Barra led the team with 18 homers. And Edwards had 62 stolen bases. And that is still the second highest single season total ever for a Clippers player. It is a distant second, however, because in 1983, Otis Nixon would have set the franchise record with 94 steals. 3-2 count to Tolman. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him on a fastball. Otis Nixon. I think a lot of people sleep on how good a major league ball player he was. He is way up the career leaderboard in steals. One down, here's Luke Maley. And the pitch is a breaking ball, in for a called strike. Maley came in defensively in the bottom of the fifth inning. Gavin Collins had an awkward end to his at-bat. He chopped one right in front of home plate and did not get out of the box very well. Was thrown out 1-3. No word on what it was that happened, why he came out of this game, but Maley came in defensively and is getting his first plate appearance here in the eighth. He swings and fouls away the 1-1 pitch, making it a ball and two. Maley, on his rehab assignment with Columbus, has been dynamite at the plate. He has not played a full nine innings behind it, though. He's 6-for-11 with 5 runs scored, 5 runs batted in. He's also drawn 4 walks. The pitch. Hit to right field. That is going to be right on the chalk. It'll be extra bases. Maley hits first, heading for second, and he'll be in with a double. Well, from a numbers standpoint, this rehab stint couldn't have gone much better for Maley than it has. He is not a prolific offensive catcher. Never really has been in his career. But he's been dynamite in a Clippers uniform trying to get himself back to Cleveland. Strained his left hamstring in spring training. He's run well on the bases. Scoring from second, scoring from first, in fact. So Oscar Gonzalez that had a triple the other day, and Maley scored in front of him. Ike Freeman at the plate takes a first pitch called strike. Next offering, curveball. That's in, called a strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-2. A man on and a man out for the Clippers in the top of the eighth inning. They lead the game 4-3. The Clippers hold on here. They will guarantee themselves no worse than a series split. The pitch swung on and missed. Went back to the breaking ball, and Freeman is down swinging. That will bring up Jose Fermin. Fermin has not had a good day at the plate, and we have not said that much in this series. He's been a superstar for the Clippers. Had a two-homer game here at Victory Field. Tied for the team lead with 4 home runs. Looks at a curveball from Eckelman, in for a called strike. A one bounces in, gets away all the way to the backstop. Maley up 90 feet on the wild pitch. One offering hit in the air down the right field line. A long run for Mitchell into foul territory. It will be off the sidewall. 1-2 count now. Freeman reached on an error in the second inning. That could have been called a base hit. Here's the 1-2. Swung on and hit hard, but foul this time to the third base side. Still 1-2. Christopher Melendez warming up for Indianapolis in the bullpen. Again, the 1-2 pitch. Oh, good stop by the backstop there. Michael Perez just saved a run. Eckelman overthrew the fastball and nearly sent another to the backstop. 2-2 now. He's right back to it. Curveball, soft fly to shallow right center field. Oliva over, makes the catch, and the Clippers are turned away. A double, a man left aboard, but nothing in the run column. Clippers lead 4-3, heading to the bottom of the eighth.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Ball game. Clippers holding on to a one-run lead. Aaron Pinto back out for another inning of work. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Travis Swaggerty, the designated hitter, to lead things off. Left-handed batter against the righty Pinto, who delivers down and in for ball one. Pinto gave up a run on two hits in the seventh inning. One-oh fastball misses low and inside. Thomas Ponticelli started the game for the Clippers, went three. A run on a hit. The first man he faced had a base hit, came around to score, and Ponticelli did not give up a hit or a run after that. There's a called strike, 2-1. Zach Draper gave up a run on three hits in an inning and a third. Nick Michalacik has been the most effective Clippers pitcher today with an inning and two-thirds of perfect relief. Pinto, as I mentioned, a run on two hits in an inning's worth of work. Now, if the Clippers hang on to win and the official score deems that Michalacik was the most effective reliever in a game where the starting pitcher didn't go five innings, it would be 12 wins for 12 different pitchers for Columbus this year. But first, they've got to hang on. 2-2 pitch is high and away. It's a full count. Swaggerty waits. Here comes the pitch, and he takes high for ball four. Leadoff walks in a one-run game in the late innings. We'll give pitching coaches and managers agita. First pitch swinging, strike one. Linfield looking for a double play ball. Pinto from the belt delivers and misses outside. Swaggerty takes his lead. Here's the pitch. A fastball strike called at 90 on the outside corner, 1-2. Swaggerty has two stolen bases. He's yet to be caught. Indianapolis on the season has more stolen bases than anybody in the International League. Not going here. The 1-2 is swung on and fouled back to the screen. Outfield straight away and medium deep, other than Oscar Gonzalez, who's pretty deep and right. Next offering came with the off speed, and it's just high and away. Two pitch. Fastball not close. Full count again. Pinto has his sign and deals. Swing and a miss. He got him. Breaking ball down under the hands. That's a big out. And that's going to be all for Pinto. Andy Tracy out of the dugout, heads to the mound, and we will have a pitching change here in Indianapolis. Clippers still on top 4-3. We'll tell you about the new hurdler when we come back after this.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Ian Jabeau takes over on the hill for the Columbus Clippers here with the potential tying run on base. One down to the bottom of the eighth inning. Aaron Pinto, one in the third innings, a run, two hits, a walk, a strikeout, and responsible for Swaggerty at first base. There have been no big innings yet tonight. Indianapolis scored once in the first, once in the fifth, once in the seventh. The Clippers had a two-run inning. Home runs on two separate swings of the bat. Oscar Gonzalez, Gavin Collins. Both hit home runs in the second. Then the Clippers scored one run in the fourth, one run in the fifth. Mason Martin to the plate. This is the part of the Indy batting order that's gotten off to a really good start to the season. Martin and Mitchell have been two of their best players. And they've got a chance of doing something big here in the late innings. Ian Jabeau deals a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, swung on and missed, strike one. Overshift against Martin, three defenders on the right side, everybody on the infield dirt. Next pitch by Jabeau. Another fastball. Strike this time called over the outside corner at 96. And now with the count 0-2, Jose Fermin is playing double play position for a shortstop. There is no defender within 80 feet of the third baseline right now. 0-2 is swung on and fouled away. Now, of course, Jabeau is within 80 feet of the line, but he's busy pitching. Actually, where Fermin is standing right now is directly in the line between first and second base, so he's 90 feet off the line, just about. Again, the 0-2. Breaking ball low. Martin 0 for 2 today with a sacrifice fly. Jabeau's pitch. He got a piece. Fastball at 97, fouled back to the screen. So Jabeau has dialed it up faster and faster as he's gone here against Martin. Swaggerty with a modest lead at first. Time is called now as Luke Maley wants to talk things over. So Maley heads out to the mound. It's a conversation just between pitcher and catcher. No infielders joined in the conversation. Jabeau from the high set deals the 1-2, and it's fouled away. Jabeau, an offseason free agent acquisition, has pitched in the major leagues for Tampa Bay, Texas, and Minnesota. Fifth appearance in a Clippers uniform, one win, no losses, a 2.25 ERA. 1-2 pitch, pulled the string and got the swing. Mason Martin was out in front for strike three. Two down now for Cal Mitchell. The job is not yet done. Mitchell is 0 for 3, but has not had many bad days at the plate this year. He's batting .348 with three home runs and leads the team with a dozen RBIs. Late swing at a fastball, 0-1. Mitchell has flied to deep center field. He's popped to left, and he's grounded to second base. He takes a fastball just off the outside corner, 1-1 count. Jabeau now with five strikeouts in 4 1/3 innings. He's walked a man. He's given up one run on three hits in his 4 1/3 innings. His 1-1 pitch, runner goes. It is low. The throw is high and goes into center field. Benson backing up on the play, though, keeps Swaggerty at second base. 2-1 count. Again, Indy, the most offensive, aggressive base-running team in the International League, year after year after year. Boy, if Maley's throw is on the base, that's probably the out. Doesn't matter who the manager is. Indianapolis is trying to take extra bases. 2-1 pitch. Just missed the outside corner. Close. Jabeau looked like he thought he had made a good pitch there as well. 4-3, Clippers lead, bottom of the eighth inning. Tying run in scoring position. Two down. Beak to second, time called as the pitch is delivered, and it's ball four. Pitch clock violation on Jabeau. Malachi Moore has been very consistent with that tonight. Here is Kanan Smith in Jigba. Another left-handed batter, runners at first and second. First pitch is over but low for ball one. Jabeau ready. He deals. Ground ball softly hit towards first base. Fielded by Freeman. He will take it to the bag himself for out number three. Indianapolis threatens with a couple of base on balls, but they do not score. We go to the ninth. Clippers still on top, 4-3.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Isn't it time to evaluate your personal retirement situation? Whether you're streaming towards it like a locomotive or it's a few years away, it's a good time to make sure you're on track to have your retirement needs met. Make sure your plans are moving forward the way you want. If you haven't established a plan yet, you need to start. Plan to listen to John Heishman of Heishman Financial Services every Sunday at 9 a.m. for the Safe Money Retirement Show. John Heishman will share retirement planning strategies and ideas that could make a huge difference in the quality of your life and retirement. This Sunday, you don't want to miss John Heishman discussing managing risk in retirement. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI 920 a.m. and 95.1 FM. And catch previous shows on the Safe Money Retirement Show podcast by going to WMNI.com and looking under the Features column. The Safe Money Retirement Show, Sundays at 9 a.m. on WMNI. Don't miss it.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Top nine, Clippers leading 4-3. They would love to tack on some insurance runs here. They've got the top of the order due up. And surprise, surprise, Indianapolis goes to the bullpen. They have been doing that all series long. Christopher Melendez, the big right-hander, is on. 6'3", 225 pounds. Out of the Dominican Republic, 24 years of age. Pittsburgh picked him up via trade from San Diego in 2018. Time called. Pitch clock violation. And it's 1-0. Now, Miguel Perez, the manager for Pittsburgh's AAA team, is having a conversation with the home plate umpire who just hit the pitcher with a pitch clock violation before his first offering. That has been pretty common for these. Here's a pitch way inside, a fastball, and Palacios has to leap out of the way. Two balls and no strikes to count. So we've seen him on pitchers, we've seen him on batters. That one almost took Palacios out at the knees. Melendez delivers, and Palacios swings and fouls away the fastball. Fourth appearance of the year for Melendez. 1-0 with a 2.08 earned run average. Two runs allowed on four hits. Only one of the runs earned, though. He's walked three and struck out six. There's a tapper back to him on the mound. He is going to race Palacios to the bag, and he'll win that race just barely. I'm not sure why he didn't flip over to the pitcher, or the covering first baseman there. And Melendez actually had to make a leap on the mound to pull in the bounder. And then took a look at Palacios and ran the ball over to first base. And, man, it was a close thing as we look at the replay. So one down, Gabriel Arias is drilled by the pitch. And Arias is not happy. Melendez is barking right at him. I'm not sure what's going on here. The first pitch that came in on Palacios looked like it was intentional. And Arias certainly thinks it was intentional. He is walking up the first baseline, and he is not happy. Andy Tracy, the manager, comes over from the third base side to escort him to first. Well, and as soon as Melendez hit him, he looked right in. He was staring at Arias. Now the umpires are gathered on the first base side in fair territory, halfway up the line. And the home plate umpire is issuing warnings here. He pointed out to the mound and said, "That's a warning." And I think he's warned both benches here. Now, again, Miguel Perez, for the second time in this inning, is out of the dugout, pleading his case. He and Malachi Moore have had a lot of discussion today. Moore finally turns his back, and now he's running. Moore walked away. He was trying to head back to home plate, and Perez kept going and going and going. The home plate umpire warned him and said, "I'm done. This conversation's over." He turned to walk away, and now he's trying to walk away again. Miguel Perez is right on his heels. Third base umpire Aaron Higgins trying to get in between the two of them. And now I'm not sure. Now Moore is pointing somebody towards second base. Well, there's a group of players over there. Arias and the infield for Indianapolis all standing over at first base, along with Kyle Lindquist, the first base coach. Christopher Melendez has been out on the mound. Andy Tracy is still over at first base talking with Gabriel Arias. I don't know what in the world's going on here. Well, manager's been tossed. Home plate umpire now has told Melendez he can take a couple of warm-up tosses if he wants to, since we've had a lengthy delay here. And Perez, the manager, still has not left the field. He has some more parting shots for the home plate umpire before he finally turns and walks down the dugout steps. So the only ejection is of the Indianapolis manager. That is the first ejection we have had in a Clippers game this year. All right, one out. Arias is at first. The I mean, I don't know. It's hard to judge intentionality, but the play itself, the aftermath, it looked like Christopher Melendez wasn't upset at all that he drilled Gabriel Arias for the fastball. Will Benson at the plate. First pitch out of the zone. The next is in it. The pitch swung on and fouled back to the screen. Well, it has served to fire up this crowd a little bit. Clippers leading 4-3 here in the ninth inning. Trying to take a 3-1 series lead. Fastball. Strike three called on the outside corner. Oh. Looked like that might have been a hair outside, but that's out number two. Oscar Gonzalez to the plate. First pitch, fastball, strike on the inside corner. 97-mile-an-hour gas from Christopher Melendez. So when he hits you with a fastball, you know you've been hit. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Put a fastball by him at 98. Might have been inside, but Gonzalez has seen so few fastballs. His eyes get big as dinner plates when he sees one. He's down on the count 0-2. Next pitch, fastball by him again. Melendez with a shout to the heavens as he strikes out Gonzalez. And we will go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for Indianapolis. Clippers lead him by a 4-3 score.
This isn't your regular cola. So this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Ian Jabeau came on to get the final two outs of the eighth inning. He's back on for the ninth. Bottom third of the order due up for Indianapolis here. Clippers lead him 4-3. The bottom third of the order has been pretty effective today for Indianapolis. O'Neill Cruz, the leadoff man, has two hits. But outside of that, it's been the bottom half of the order that has had impact offensively for Indianapolis today. Jared Oliva singled and scored back in the fifth inning. Takes the first pitch off the inside corner for ball one. Righty-righty matchup. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Well, after the final out was recorded, Gabriel Arias was still obviously not happy with getting hit by the pitch. Had some words for Indy. Here's the ball rocketed into left field about 15 feet to his right for a leadoff single. Oliva is aboard representing the tying run. The Clippers didn't get him out at all in the first nine innings. He walked and has two singles. Or excuse me, that's his second single. Michael Perez, the catcher, has the walk and two singles, and he's coming up right now. Well, if you're Jabeau, Would love to find a way to get a double play ball here. Perez, two hits today. Hadn't had a hit this season until tonight. Limited action. Swings, it's a high fly ball to the gap in right center field. It's deep. Gonzalez is back, and that one is caught at the wall by Will Benson. What a running catch. Will Benson had a home run yesterday and has had some phenomenal defensive plays, and that is one of them. That's a home run at most other ballparks. That would have been a walk-off. And Benson not only ran back to make that catch, he was playing the opposite side of straightaway center field, so he had to go even farther. One down. Jabot delivers, and Jiwon Bae with a late swing comes up empty 0-1. Next pitch from Jabot, slap foul, 0-2. Boy, just fantastic catch from Will Benson. Jabot ahead in the count, 0-2. The pitch, fastball high and tight. Bae is 0-for-3 so far. He's hit into a couple of fielder's choices. One-two pitch. Bounces in. Maley has it go off his shin guard. It rolls halfway up the first baseline. But Oliva stays put at first. 2-2. Middle infield in double play position against the left-handed batter. Jabot has his sign. Wheels and throws to first. And it was a close play, but runner just got the hand in. Maley runs through the signs. Bae waggles that bat. Now again, the 2-2. Foul down the left field line, out of play. Bae has pretty good bat-to-ball skill. Two-two again. And he got him on a breaking ball in the dirt, and Bae swung himself nearly down into the ground. Now, good bat-to-ball skill or not, you're not going to touch that pitch. He was fooled. The off-speed disappeared on him. Now the Clippers one out away from a victory. O'Neal Cruz, Pittsburgh's number one prospect. Stands in the left-handed batter's box. Already two hits today. A run scored, a stolen base, an RBI. And he takes a fastball high and away. Next pitch. At the knees for a called strike. Jabot at 25 pitches, 16 for strikes. Sets chest high, delivers. Fastball at 97, but up and away. Oh, Bruce has power. He hasn't gotten to it yet in this series. Clippers hoping he doesn't start now. The pitch. Fastball. Strike on the outside corner. 2-2. Indianapolis down to their final strike here. Cruz ready. Jabot ready. The pitch. Swing and a miss. They put the fastball by him at 97 miles per hour. And the Clippers win it 4-3 against Indianapolis. Tight, low-scoring affair. Indianapolis scored first, but the Clippers scored most. They are up 3-1 now in this series against the Indy Indians. We'll be back after this for the postgame show.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
Feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome to the Spectrum postgame show. The Columbus Clippers, by the slimmest of margins, get the victory tonight against Indianapolis. 4-3 is our final, and here is how it happened from the Circle City tonight. Indy scored first, plating a run in the first inning. Lead-off base hit for O'Neill Cruz, then a stolen base, then a walk, then a couple of deep flyouts, plated him on a sack fly from Mason Martin. Indianapolis led it by a 1-0 score. The Clippers would rally, though. Oscar Gonzalez with a big fly. Our Phoenix bats' big hit of the game tied it up. So Kranick is not going to be long for this one. Oh, here's a deep fly ball to right field. Does it stay fair? That's the only question here. Oscar Gonzalez just put one out of here. Way gone. Fourth home run of the year for the big man. We are tied one apiece. Gavin Collins would also have a home run later on in the second inning, and the Clippers would never trail again. They scored a run in the fourth. Alex Call led off with a double and would come around on a wild pitch And the Clippers got a leadoff walk in the fifth inning for Gabriel Arias. He was plated by Oscar Gonzalez with a double. So Gonzalez with two RBI hits today. He is the offensive performer for the Clippers. That made it 4-1. Indianapolis would get a run in the fifth. They would get another in the seventh, and they would threaten in the eighth and ninth both. But ultimately, they would fail in their quest for a comeback tonight. So the Clippers get the 4-3 win against Indianapolis, and that guarantees the Clippers at least a split in this six-game series. They'll try and win it tomorrow. And, well, the official word has just come through. Nick Michalacic gets the win for the Clippers as the most effective pitcher. So Columbus now with 12 wins on the season, and they belong to 12 different pitchers. Final totals from Victory Field tonight for Columbus. 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors, and 9 men left on base. Indianapolis, 3 runs, 7 hits, an error, and they stranded 7. Michalacic gets the win. Max Kranick, the starter, suffers the loss for Indianapolis. And Ian Jabeau earns his second save of the season. The game took 2 hours, 44 minutes to play in front of 4,912 at Victory Field on this Friday night. And those folks have stuck around because they're setting up for some fireworks, so we're going to get out of here. For my producer back in the studio, Tracy Watson, this is Ryan Mitch reminding you one final time from Indianapolis. The Clippers beat the Indianapolis Indians. Join us tomorrow, 6:35, first pitch. We'll take the air for the Spectrum pregame show at 6:30. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.
This has been the Clippers postgame show presented